Alex McClafferty of Santa Fe.
Yeah, what's up, Coach?
Coach McClafferty, you are on live, so let's see how this goes. Santa Fe tonight traveled to Concordia to play St. Paul. I-70 game. Santa Fe comes out with a 44-18 win. Coach, congratulations. Tell us about how that game played out.
Yeah, it was 12-12 going into halftime. Coach Gifford did a really good job getting you guys ready to play this week. So hats off to them and everything they did tonight. I said 12-12 at half, went into halftime. You know, last week we were up 8-6 and half and blew a lead. So the kids, you know, they wanted to respond differently, and I really feel like they did. They came out and put up, I think, 32 points in the second half.
Coach, what changed offensively for you? Allowed to score 32 in the second half?
Kind of changed up some formations and got the ball in more people's hands, which was nice. We had multiple people making plays. Lane Borchers had a touchdown. Drew Schmidt had a touchdown. Colin Keeker had a touchdown. Alex Edwards, Owen Hoster had a pair of touchdowns. And then there was just Hunter Ballinger had a pick six. I mean, everybody was getting involved tonight on both sides of the ball, which is really good.
Yeah, when you can spread your offense around, you become multi-dimensional, hard to stop. Defensively, obviously, second half, you guys hold them to one score. Who played well for the Chiefs on the defensive side?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot of playmakers tonight. Like I said, Drew Schmidt scored the second touchdown in the first half there. So our offense only scored one touchdown. Drew had a pick six. It was also his first career touchdown. Hunter Ballinger had a 92-yard pick six as well. He had great concentration on that. It was a tipped ball that bounced off a kid's helmet, and he just took it to the house. I mean, defensively, it was just a lot of people making plays.
Coach, that moves you guys to 3-3 in the I-70 on the year, 3-6 overall. Looks like you're going to finish in a tie for third in the conference. You've got to feel good after last year winning one game, this year coming out winning three games so far. You know, talk a little bit about how the kids have grown in the past year.
Yeah, last year was a little rough, losing a lot of kids the year before that. So a lot of returners this year. And, you know, one of our goals was be more competitive in conference. And so to tie for third and play the other three teams as well as we did, you know, we were very proud with our team and the effort they had this year.
You are in Class 1, District 5. You're going to go on the road next week. Opponent probably looks like it's going to be Sweet Springs. You played the Greyhounds earlier in the year. Is that how that's going to play out next week?
We think so, unless something crazy happens to some of the other teams in the district, which we haven't heard of or seen too much of. We think we're going to be traveling back to Sweet Springs next week.
What are you going to have to do this time to get a different outcome than you did when you played them in the regular season?
We definitely need to be more disciplined on the backside. Coach Comey is a great coach over there and has them ready to play each and every week. And they caught us sleeping a couple times, more than a couple times last time. So we got to be ready and disciplined on that backside.
Yeah, Sweet Springs mixes it up well. They run a little option. They run some lead, some toss, and then they hit you with that counter, hit you with that play action. They can be tough to stop. So, Coach, thanks for joining us. Call us back next week.
All right, really appreciate it, Coach. Have a good night.
You too.